God by Reverend Bill Langrack. The word God itself actually tells us very little about God. Its root idea and etymology are disputed. Its meaning is generic. Its use is not limited to Scripture, or even as a reference to the one true God. Theologians rarely treat the word itself, but usually apply various teachings of Scripture overall to the divine being, and then often using so many Latin and philosophical terms that the fascinating, warm, and instructive use of the word God in Scripture is lost. The danger is that the triune, true, and living God, to whom it alone belongs, becomes distant, cold, and abstract. The word God appears over 4,400 times in Scripture, second only to Lord as the most frequent noun. Strictly speaking, God is not a title or proper name, but an appellative or categorical term for divine being, more akin to the words man or spirit than Jesus or Jehovah. This explains why Scripture speaks of the name of God, not the name God, and why prayers are rarely addressed using only that term, although of note is that almost all exceptions, such as O God, are in books 2 and 3 of the Psalms, usually when the character of God is being denied, appealed to, or praised. The Greek for God is theos, origin of the word theology, and is used both with and without the definite article the, usually omitted in the King James Version. The Hebrew word is el, often combined with titles, names, or attributes such as God Almighty, El Shaddai, God Most High, El Elyon, and most frequently, Lord God, Jehovah El. It is also used in common names such as Ezekiel, Strong is God, Elijah, Jehovah is God, Bethel, House of God, and Israel, Fighter of God. Although the word God by itself says very little, its contextual use in Scripture is rich. Generally, it denotes the absolute difference between the one true God and everything else, particularly man and the gods that man makes. But this is not done mainly, as we might expect, by association with various incommunicable qualities of God, say by referring to the Almighty, Genesis 17 verse 1, eternal, Deuteronomy 33 verse 27, or everlasting God, Genesis 21 verse 33. Rather, the featured and glorious use of the word God in Scripture is primarily relational. In other words, it reveals the uniqueness of the living God through His persons, perfections, works, and attitudes in relationship to the creation and His chosen people in the covenant of grace through Jesus Christ. Several examples make this plain. First, it is specifically God who creates, upholds, and governs heaven and earth. He creates man living in His image, Genesis 1, verse 26 through 27. Man dies and creates dumb images of God in heaven and earth, Romans 1, verse 25, Isaiah 44, verse 18. This living God not only speaks, but sees, calls, commands, moves, makes, forms, causes, sets, divides, blesses, gives, ends, breathes, plants, puts, takes, brings, ends, and rests. All this in only the first 6 days with regard to man and creation. Secondly, God is the God of someone more so than the God of something, like heaven or earth, Genesis 24, verse 3. He is God of hosts, Psalm 80, verse 7. He is the God of people, of our fathers, Acts 22, verse 14. Of families, Jeremiah 31, verse 1. Of holy prophets, Revelation 22, verse 6, and of Jews and Gentiles, Romans 3, verse 29. He is God of specific persons. My God, John 20, verse 28. Our God, Mark 12, verse 29. Your God, Deuteronomy 5, verse 32. God of Jesus Christ, Ephesians 1, verse 7. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Exodus 3, verse 6. God of David, Isaiah 38, verse 5. And most commonly, God of Israel, literally, God of the fighter of God. Thirdly, the perfections of God most commonly associated with God are those he shares with us and exercises on our behalf. He is the God of truth, Deuteronomy 32, verse 4, of knowledge, 1 Samuel 2, verse 3, of glory, Psalm 29, verse 3, of salvation, Psalm 68, verse 20, of judgment, Isaiah 30, verse 18, of patience, Romans 15, verse 5, of hope, Romans 15, verse 13, of peace, Romans 15, verse 33, of comfort, 2 Corinthians 1, verse 3, of love, 2 Corinthians 13, verse 11, and of all grace, 1 Peter 5, verse 10. Furthermore, he is this for us personally. He is God of my salvation, Psalm 18, verse 46, my righteousness, Psalm 4, verse 1, my life, Psalm 42, verse 8, my strength, Psalm 43, verse 2, my mercy, Psalm 59, verse 10, and my praise, Psalm 109, verse 1. What blessedness, then, it is to be called the children of God, Matthew 5, verse 9. To walk with God, Micah 6, verse 8, and to live with God, 1 Corinthians 7, verse 24. He is not the God of the dead, but God of the living, Luke 20, verse 38. And his great covenant promise is, I will be your God, you will be my people, Jeremiah 30, verse 22. This God is our God forever and ever, who will be our guide even unto death, Psalm 48, verse 14.